Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you. And I pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio and phone apps to your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I pray that you're ever more inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined and discerning and careful and conservative about how you spend yourself and invest in yourself so that you are ensuring the wealth of yourself and your prosperity. And for those of you who are my inner circle, I'm so grateful and so thankful to be so loved and so cared for. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with an opportunity to realize the oneness of existence itself, beyond all of the games and the classifications and the cults and cultures and races and nations and all of that. I am the one to remind us how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and always consciously caring to encourage you to realize that we have such a grand opportunity in this now moment to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we matter in life, that we are conscious and conscientious, that we are here to glorify and honor life itself and the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, to be in a place and space that as sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and great-grandsons and great-granddaughters and great-great-great and the great-great and all of that, that there are lineages that we represent and we are able to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent. To call not just upon the ancestors, but to truly activate our own DNA through consciously caring to be completely cleared of the guilt, the shame, the burdens, of the trespasses and transgressions that we've made. To come to a point and place where we are caring to clean our spiritual garment, to be in a place where our light bodies are fully intact, that we are caring to truly honor the reality that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we care to be in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be in a place where we're supremely intelligent, that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, and we have an understanding and an understanding that the purpose in existence is to love life and to exalt life and to be in a place and space where we are unfolding in the light and the truth of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, filling all spaces, all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. And now, in this now moment, we are being called to rise, to clean ourselves up from our travails and tribulations along the path of adulteration, to be in the mindset where our mind is set to walk as heirs to the throne and to the kingdoms and queendoms of God and of light and of love and of peace and wisdom and truth and all of that that is whole and righteous. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility for all who breathe and have a beating heart to realize how divinely intelligence actually is in every form that it exists, as all there is as existence itself. And in this now moment where Mother Earth is shivering, quivering, quaking, The volcanoes are activating. The fires are burning. The storms are brewing. The tsunamis are activating, that humanity and humankind should be coming to a place and space where we care to be a resurrected people, that we should not be in a place where we feel willfully entitled to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I encourage you to get real with yourself about what you want. Do you want to be in a consistent state of degeneration? Do you want to undermine yourself and put yourself in a place and space where you lose your rights to your freedom, the degrees of freedom you have, to be able to take care of yourself? There are a lot of people who are no longer able to take care of themselves because they never took real good care of themselves. And to be placed in institutions that never have applied themselves to learning how to facilitate the healing, then it's a consistent state of more degeneration and not healing. When we could be healed, we could be healing because we could be cleansing. And to be under a system that instead of facilitating the cleansing and putting you on the right track in terms of knowing how to facilitate it every day, they rather take out your tonsils and take out your gallbladder and give you somebody else's body parts, when every atom and every cell of your being can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and you and I can be whole. And for those who are having to take care of parents who have the Alzheimer's and the dementia and whatnot, and we continue to give them everything that created these conditions, it just becomes ever more challenging. And so your first line of defense in anything is to know to do nothing to undermine yourself. And when you have the care of other ones who cannot care for themselves, then it matters that you're able to care for yourself. Because all too often, people who are having to deal with other ones who never learn how to take care of themselves never really know how to take care of anybody else. And so the exaltation of the divine feminine is the order of this day. Being in a place where we are able to be receptive to the guidance, the activation of our intuition, our alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our ancients and to be with, harmonious with our souls. Because as the waters are rising and we're losing coasts, we're losing islands, the humanity of nations and governments will be tested as a result of the refugees that come from these places. And we see already how that lie they call white supremacy is in effect. And we are in a now moment where we, who are just regular folk, have to realize how extraordinary we truly can be. But to come to a point and place where we are living for something greater than our own lust, passions, and desires, that our lives are filled with a quest for true meaning and significance in not just changing the world, but changing ourselves and cleansing ourselves and being renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that when it come time, we can leave these bodies as living beings, as opposed to having left as dead people. And in the process of the progression of us realigning, reattuning, and remembering our conscious immortality, and we have the opportunity to give our gifts, to understand the complement and balance, to really look more closely at the ones that we are meeting on a day-to-day basis, and understanding there's an exchange, there's a gift that we each have to give to one another, to each other. And to realize that God works through people. And so when you've been knocking and asking and seeking and praying, then pay attention to what shows up when people are on your mind, and think about it. Think about who's on your mind, what they stand for, what it's about. Is it a need for healing? Is it a need for forgiving? Is it a need for reaching out and getting support? What? So whatever our conditions and circumstances and situations, we have full authority to do something about it, particularly where we are not satisfied. And yes, it may require us to do some things differently on a day-to-day basis, but we can do that. It's not beyond us. The issue is caring. The issue is committing. The issue is honoring. The issue is treasuring the now moment, because it's always a now moment. And to be able to lift our voices up and to give thanks for the blessedness in being, and to be in that consistent attitude of gratitude that opens doors that we've yet to see. We each have been blessed with that which is ours to give to the world. We each are blessed with the opportunity to come into relationship with other ones who can complement us, balance us, lift us, uplift us, add unto us. The challenge is to come to a place where it really matters. It really matters to you to be an honor and a glory to life itself. And to know that when we really care to be in a reverence and a true worship in this living, then we cannot support the violation, the annihilation, the usurpation, the degradation, the subjugation, the capitalization of other beings, and feed off their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids, and think that we're all right. And to realize that self-medicating is not the same thing as healing. And to have a populace that's drugged out on anything is to have a populace that's missing themselves and the purposes in existing. And there's no way to be qualified for continuance in existence if you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And the fulfillment of that law is love. The fulfillment of that law is the quest for perfecting oneself as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be immersed in the gratitude and the thanksgiving and the peace and the poise and the potentiality and the possibilities of your potency, your power, your duty, obligation, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. To be in a place where you care to truly mature, to be off the path of adulteration, to be on the true path of maturation, where the divine core of your being is being cultivated, nourished, nurtured, matured. And as time moves forward, we are rising higher and higher. Ever expanding, ever growing, ever knowing, ever accomplishing, ever becoming, standing, living, loving, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, fortifying, edifying, rectifying, reconciling, and resurrected. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And so I encourage you to get real with yourself about what you want. Do you want to be in a consistent state of degeneration? Do you want to undermine yourself and put yourself in a place and space where you lose your rights to your freedom, the degrees of freedom you have? To be able to take care of yourself. There are a lot of people who are no longer able to take care of themselves because they never took real good care of themselves. And to be placed in institutions that never have applied themselves to learning how to facilitate the healing, then it's a consistent state of more degeneration and not healing. When we could be healed, we could be healing because we could be cleansing. And to be under a system that instead of facilitating the cleansing and putting you on the right track in terms of knowing how to facilitate it every day, they rather take out your tonsils and take out your gallbladder and give you somebody else's body parts. When every atom and every cell of your being can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and you and I can be whole. And for those who are having to take care of parents who have the Alzheimer's and the dementia and whatnot, and we continue to give them everything that created these conditions, it just becomes ever more challenging. And so your first line of defense in anything is to know to do nothing to undermine yourself. And when you have the care of other ones who cannot care for themselves, then it matters that you're able to care for yourself. Because all too often, people who are having to deal with other ones who never learn how to take care of themselves never really know how to take care of anybody else. And so the exaltation of the divine feminine is the order of this day. Being in a place where we are able to be receptive to the guidance, the activation of our intuition, our alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our ancients and to be with, harmonious with our souls. Because as the waters are rising and we're losing coasts, we're losing islands, the humanity of nations and governments will be tested as a result of the refugees that come from these places. And we see already how that lie they call white supremacy is in effect. And we are in a now moment where we, who are just regular folk, have to realize how extraordinary we truly can be. But to come to a point and place where we are living for something greater than our own lusts, passions, and desires, that our lives are filled with a quest for true meaning and significance in not just changing the world, but changing ourselves and cleansing ourselves and being renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that when it come time, we can leave these bodies as living beings, as opposed to having left as dead people. And in the process of the progression of us realigning, reattuning, and remembering our conscious immortality, and we have the opportunity to give our gifts, to understand the complement and balance, to really look more closely at the ones that we are meeting on a day-to-day basis, and understanding there's an exchange, there's a gift that we each have to give to one another, to each other. And to realize that God works through people. And so when you've been knocking and asking and seeking and praying, then pay attention to what shows up when people are on your mind, and think about it. Think about who's on your mind, what they stand for, what it's about. Is it a need for healing? Is it a need for forgiving? Is it a need for reaching out and getting support? What? So whatever our conditions and circumstances and situations, we have full authority to do something about it, particularly where we are not satisfied. And yes, it may require us to do some things differently on a day-to-day basis, but we can do that. It's not beyond us. The issue is caring. The issue is committing. The issue is honoring. The issue is treasuring the now moment, because it's always a now moment. And to be able to lift our voices up and to give thanks for the blessedness in being, and to be in that consistent attitude of gratitude that opens doors that we've yet to see. We each have been blessed with that which is ours to give to the world. We each are blessed with the opportunity to come into relationship with other ones who can complement us, balance us, lift us, uplift us, add unto us. The challenge is to come to a place where it really matters. It really matters to you to be an honor and a glory to life itself. And to know that when we really care to be in a reverence and a true worship in this living, then we cannot support the violation, the annihilation, the usurpation, the degradation, the subjugation, the capitalization of other beings, and feed off their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids, and think that we're all right. And to realize that self-medicating is not the same thing as healing. And to have a populace that's drugged out on anything is to have a populace that's missing themselves and the purposes in existing. And there's no way to be qualified for continuance in existence if you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And the fulfillment of that law is love. The fulfillment of that law is the quest for perfecting oneself as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be immersed in the gratitude and the thanksgiving and the peace and the poise and the potentiality and the possibilities of your potency, your power, your duty, obligation, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. To be in a place where you care to truly mature, to be off the path of adulteration, to be on the true path of maturation, where the divine core of your being is being cultivated, nourished, nurtured, matured. And as time moves forward, we are rising higher and higher, ever expanding, ever growing, ever knowing, ever accomplishing, ever becoming, standing, living, loving, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, fortifying, edifying, rectifying, reconciling, and resurrecting. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. The beauty of community radio is that we can talk. We can discuss stuff that you can't do on commercial radio. And our being in a place where we appreciate love for allowing voices like mine and all of those who've come to have opportunity to inspire you, inform you, uplift you, support you. Because a lot of times we are paying for that which undermines us. We're paying for stuff that really is not in our best interest, and then not supporting that which is in our best interest. And this is where the foundation of our real prosperity, wealth, and richness comes, when we will invest in ourselves and support that which truly supports you in being in the fullness of yourself. And it's not part of what a system of capitalization really does. It's not the commonality of what is big business here. And so those of us who really care to be successful in business, we have to be successful in being. Those of us who want to be successful in anything, we should have at heart being successful in being. Because whatever we do is going to be influenced and contingent upon how we be. You say how you do anything is how you do everything, but how you do you, or whether or not you are really being true to the truth of yourself. So there are a lot of ones who seem as though they're successful in business, but there's purpose in existence. And you can be successful in business in terms of how much money you're generating, how many people you're serving. But it is not the insurance of truly living according to the purposes for which we are here. And as we are having the opportunity to accept responsibility for changing the frequency and the energy that we ourselves walk with, so that that change within ourselves is going to impact and affect everything and everybody else, multiply it times millions of us doing it, then we can really begin to lead the way. And all of the conscientiousness and all of those who are on the front line of bringing greater information to the forefront, so that we are better informed, so that we can get information for how to respond in any and every circumstance and situation. There's a right way to be. Being, the center of it is the I. The I represents the intelligence that is causation and foundational. It beats our hearts, it breathes us. And a lot of times people want to address so much of the problems in the world without speaking to the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that other ones would refer to as God. And everybody's having conversations about this thing or that thing or the other thing, but the thing is not the thing, it's the being. Being true to that which we each are as these points of presence of an absolute and the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so our realizing the real I, our self-actualizing, acting, behaving, centered from the perspective of being intelligences of existence, our harmonizing with the will of existence in exalting the divinity of its own being as all being directly. It's not rocket science. It's love. It's light. It's wisdom. We were told to know the truth, not to live the lie, not to buy into the propaganda. And as we are intensely intentional in really asking, knocking, and seeking absolute truth, then we get what we ask for. And there's an empowerment that we have access to by virtue of our caring, not to care, and to be careless with ourselves. Puts us in a place and space where we can't estimate or guesstimate what the end will be. When you care to be in the light of the truth of who you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then you are able to set an intention as to what your life, your legacy, your gifts shall be. And to be in a place where we know that we have the power to heal ourselves, to walk upright in the light of supreme intelligence. And to know that our aspirations, our goals, our objectives to be successful in a temporal, corporal, material realm is greater. We have a much greater path to it when we will apply ourselves wholeheartedly to being whole. Body, heart, mind, life, harmonized with our souls. And so that's why I am always speaking to these issues and knowing that the issues of our liberation cannot be an events issue. It has to be a consistent conversation over time, and our effort has to be a consistent effort over time in reaching for life, in bathing in the light, in being completely forgiven and forgiving, so that our hearts are light. We become radiant in and as light. You see, people forget that the spirit that is in these bodies is like vapor charged on the blood. And so the light is the only sovereignty possible over all of the other issues, particularly all of that which is concentrating in our tissues that impacts and affects us negatively, where we've been diagnosed with all of these issues. And I'm saying, let's start cleansing. Don't wait. Don't wait for a diagnosis. And if you've been diagnosed with anything, then accept within the heart of heart, in the very altar of your temple, the reality that you have everything you really require accessible to you. And to realize that You know, a lot of people, you know, are building on other ones, and that's the beauty of generations who've come before us, that we can build on their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies. But we have our own gifts to give as a result of having applied ourselves to the light that they've brought forward. And so we just get a chance to embellish it and to walk in it and bathe in it and become one with it, so that we are able to bring forward and be the vehicles and vessels of the next level, the next dispensation of light. And so in this now moment, you can think about all of the ones that you have issues with, the ones that you can't hardly think any good thing about because they did this or they did that. And I'm saying, just think about it for a moment and say, I forgive you. It's not for them, it's for you. I forgive you. Because we really don't want to have any contention with other ones. It's not good to hold it and to be angry. There's a brother that I used to sit and counsel with. And one day he asked me, he says, Adama, he says, where is your anger? Where is your anger? And I said to him, I was mad. I was angry when I first realized that we're being socialized to work ourselves to death, to eat ourselves to death. I was really angry. I really was. But that anger motivated me to seek God. Answer, solution, triumph over it. And in doing that, I had to release and let go of the anger and embrace the reality that I wasn't born to live and work myself to death, watching everybody around me die and be as impotent as a grain of sand on the beach. And so I allowed myself to make commitments and make commitments and recommit and recommit and recommit. And these are the things that keep us in a place where we can be in forward motion consistently over time, because it's, you know, you get motivated by whatever, the diagnosis, the prognosis, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the lover, the sickness, the illness, the disease, whatever motivates you to shift is good. But the issue is, can you maintain it and sustain it over time, which is how we are able to truly reverse issues. But to get to a point and place where you don't care to do anything different, and the difference would make all the difference in the world for you in terms of giving you a greater leverage, a greater capacity for living holistically, living and having access to all of that, the keys to the kingdom, being in a place and space where you know personally the glory, the triumph, the victory, the balance, the beauty, the depth, the heights, the courage. And you can accomplish anything you set your mind to do. And I know of a surety that we surely could have, should have, and still can outthink a system that supports us in undermining ourselves, our children, our lineages. But taking responsibility individually, purposefully, is where it starts. And at this particular time, to realize the timelessness, to realize that life should not end in the grave with the grave, and people think that they can be undermining themselves their entire life and have the exact same destiny and fate as if they had done everything they could possibly have done to exalt life, to hydrate, oxygenate, mineralize, alkalize, be in a consistent procession of regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization. You understand, to walk as an eternal youth while you're on the planet. And to realize that there's nothing that you'll ever have that is greater than yourself. And if you're in the frequency of energy of caring to be in the greatness of yourself, and then consecrate your body temple through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the hydration, the oxygenation, the mineralization, and whatnot, and the utilization of the language, the power of the word, to set the precedent, to create a consistent trajectory on the path of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, so that those of you who have yet to have children would be able to have children that would really come forward and be a true blessing. You understand? So there's nothing greater than we'll have other than our lives, but the opportunity to bring forth greater ones, ones who will ensure the progression of the lineages, the opportunity to transcend just being employed to being in and on purpose, in service by virtue of their own talent, skills, and abilities to do that which will truly lay foundation for the second coming of Christ, as they say, but it's really humanity being rightly oriented in the truth of themselves as those who have the opportunity to declare and to choose and to create that which is a benefit and a blessing unto all, to let us truly live in conscious communication, cooperation, collaboration, peace, poise, potency and power, the resourcefulness. We have been given so much talent, skill, and abilities. We create systems. We maintain systems. But if the systems themselves that we're creating and maintaining are not serving in the exaltation of life, then it's not purpose. So whatever it is you do, dwelling in the presence, knowing that life is the presence, and there's more in the air than we can think that is there, but there is no life without breath. And to know that that which is food does not maintain and sustain us, our breath maintains and sustains us. And it's not to say that we should not eat, but to realize that we're in a place where we can choose that which is truly better for us in light of how the food industry and the fruit and vegetation has been under degrees of modification and whatnot. But the bottom line is still better than eating the flesh of dead animals, the carcasses that will rot in your system. All of the excess proteins that become cancer in the body temple that create a whittling away and withering of the cells, a burning of the cells, which is causing so much pain in the joints. And to be in a place where we can trust, after seeing that the medical industry, as it is, is not consciously facilitating wholeness, healing, not advocating. We have a few who are being, you know, well known through the documentaries and all of that, but we have so many more who are not on that path that you go to and you deal with. And no matter what anybody is saying to you, and a lot of times your children are coming to you differently. Well, mommy, I don't want that. And I don't want to eat that. What is that? I don't want that. I don't want that. And you can consistently try to shove that stuff down the baby's throats. And I'm saying, let's understand how intelligent life is. And to be in a place where we're honoring it, we're loving it, we're consciously caring to exalt it, to have an inner standing, an understanding, and the oneness that allows us to stand truly, absolutely, reverently, respectfully, worshipfully, consistently applying ourselves to the more that we each are, tapping into the infinity of possibilities and daring to be more, to give more, to live more, love more, show more, teach more, understand more, explore the depths of ourselves and the heights of ourselves, to walk fully integrated in the harmony of the whole of existence. To not be at odds with anybody, but to know that we are all sharing this now moment of eternity, and everyone needs to be supported in loving and lifting and living and forgiving and letting go and harmonizing with life itself. Everybody needs that, whether they are wise enough to want it or not. The only reason people are as resistant as they are, as cantankerous as they are, as negative as they are, is because they've been poisoned all of their lives under the guise that this is what we're supposed to be having, this is what we're supposed to be eating. Dead pigs and dead cows and dead turkeys and dead chickens and dead hens and dead. How can you have and move into a conscious immortalization process when all of what you're eating is dead? And I'm so grateful for those of you who care to listen, because there's so many other places and spaces you can be in the La La Land, wherever you could go, and you close your eyes and relax in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. And so for those of you who've got to lay it down and shut it down, thank you for taking the time to listen. And for those of you who are getting up, rising to the new day, getting your cleanse on, hydrating, oxygenating, stretching, planning, praying, meditating, reflecting. Happy new day to you, dwelling in the presence of the Absolute. And I encourage you to realize that you don't have to wait for Thursday nights to talk to me. You can engage me at 678-760-9299, which is your number for life support. Supporting you in living, loving, respecting, honoring, and reversing whatever your issues are. Letting go, transcending, transmuting, being transformed by the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, fueled by your own care and love, to honor the gift that you've been given, the gift that you are. And I know that we are all not necessarily living for the same thing. but we're sharing a now moment. And if we were to harmonize through acknowledging the divine design of our body temples and releasing and letting go of our passion for that which creates sickness, illness, and disease, and the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and the sugar, if we could just let go of those things and get real serious about the cleansing, the consecrating, the purifying, the realigning, restoring, rising. It doesn't have to take forever, because you can't really get forever where you're not committed to eternity and immortality. Cellular regeneration consistently. The consciousness that you are, infused on every atom and every cell of your being when you say, I am that I am. I am this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I dwell in its presence. I dwell by virtue of its presence. I am completely present in it as it and living on behalf of its purposes. We get what we ask for. We create by our word and our thought. And there isn't anyone who has and is exerting a greater effort in our lives when we're not. But when we are, then we get all manners of support towards the greater good. And that's the power that we have, one with the other, in supporting our living, our loving, our lifting, our becoming, our victories and our triumphs. And that's why there's so many of us. To call upon the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to call upon the absolute and supreme being, or what other ones would refer to the most high, is to call upon everything and everyone, because there's nothing that is separate from it in truth. We're so absolutely blessed with each and every breath. Breathe.